In our next story, we are about to bring you face-to-face with St. Nick himself. Or so he thinks, anyway. There's a man in the northwest suburb of Bartlett who sells heavy machinery parts and equipment as a full-time job. But during the holidays, he plays Santa Claus. And he does it with the memory of his father, a Santa himself, very much in his heart.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, went down Santa Claus Lane.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is the name. Jeff Curtis is the real name, though. And I'm a Santa Claus. Hopefully the parents are paying attention. The first time I did it was for the village of Streamwood. As a matter of fact, my wife, Carolyn, came to that one, and she plays Mrs. Claus.
It's just an exciting time of year to be Mrs. Claus, and you're with the guy. When you get dressed up and you play that part, it's pretty easy to walk into a room and everybody's watching you. Watching what you do, watching what you say.
Santa gets hit with lots of emotion because kids are totally honest. At least two or three times a year, someone will ask to have, if you're Santa, can you bring Grandma back because she passed away in November? And I believe it was probably a girl about 5 years old, and she was at the front of the line with her mom. She came on a dead run, maybe 10, 15 feet away, and she was running, and I caught her out of the corner of my eye, and she just jumped up into my lap, gave me the biggest kiss and hug, and she goes, "I've been waiting for you all year." They've spent hours and probably days thinking about the perfect present for them. What is the perfect present? Is it Barbie? Is it G.I. Joe? What is it that they want that's going to be special? Most kids only want three or four things that would really make their Christmas. And if moms and dads can figure that out with the help from Santa Claus and maybe sit down and talk to Santa after they're gone, it might help the issues. I started with a short beard. It was prob 2.5 inches long. Right now I'm in my 10th year. My beard is roughly 10, 12 inches long. None of us shave it off in the summertime. We'll keep it all on. I haven't shaved in, I bet you, 6 years. Good Santa beard. Got to be 12. Some guys like it 13, 14 inches long. I happen to curl mine, so it ends up being about 8 to 10. So it looks pretty good. If you're going to have a white beard on your face or wear a red cowboy hat or have red Converse tennis shoes, you're Santa Claus. It doesn't matter where you are, what time of the year it is, you are Santa Claus. That is what children will see.
Santa baby, slip the sable under the tree for me. Being an awful good girl, Santa baby, I'm hurried down the chimney tonight.
My dad used to advertise in the Courier, have Saint Nick visit your house. And Dad used to get $10 a visit. He had done it for over 35 years, and to us it was always a constant. Till I got older, I think I must have been in maybe fifth grade or fourth grade when Norm Davis, across the street from where we lived in Streamwood, had told me about he knew who Santa Claus was. Well, it was a shock to find out that the Santa Claus suit that he was talking about was in my dad's closet. But the fun part was, after you find out about it, you have to keep it a secret from everyone else. So it was a great secret to have when you're a child, to know who Santa Claus is and to know that you live with him, too. My brother and I got the okay from my mom to go with Dad on Christmas Eve. We're in the back seat of this Chevrolet, which was huge for us kids. And sure enough, we were listening to WGN, and sure enough, they'd get a report that Santa had left the North Pole, and he was heading his way across Canada, as Canada would come down, and in Kansas City, Missouri, and in Minnesota, and in New York. And here enough, you're sitting in the car, and Santa Claus is dashing in and out of houses. My dad has got his beard on and his wig and his hat, and he's coming out. And I think that's really what made me understand Santa, that he's somebody that has... He has so much love. And... And he has the patience. He understood children. He taught me a lot. He taught me a lot. Oh, yeah. Sorry. When he asked me to take over, he must have known me pretty well. I didn't know if I was going to enjoy it. What a hoot. What a hoot. Couldn't believe how well that went.
I'm dreaming, dreaming of a white Christmas. You're just like the one that I used to know.
That was Jeff and Carolyn Curtis of Bartlett, Illinois. Thanks to Jason Sear, who produced that segment.
It's where the treetops glisten. Little bitty children, they'll try to listen to hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I wanna tell you one more time.